I have about 5 minutes to record my contribution to this hashtag, to this activity, to this community, and this is not the kind of pressure I revel in. I'm sitting here in my house in Glanmire in Ireland, and I really want to be part. I don't want to fall at almost the first hurdle and have the disappointment that I wasn't able to keep up to speed. So here goes. What on earth is the theme? I can't remember what the theme is, but let me just tell you where I am. I'm sitting in my kitchen. I have a white fluffy-haired dog between my legs. He's a little bit, he's a cotton de tulier. He's less than 2 years old, and he's a bit agitated. He would really like to go out and bark, and it's that close to midnight. I've got a lead on him, and I've got the lead held by my foot, so that I kind of think, hoping that I can hold him firmly. You know the way it's good to be held within secure boundaries. It takes away some level of anxiety. At the same time as I'm talking to you, I'm rubbing him around the neck with my left hand. We, Rocky and I, often go for walks in the evening, and I often record audio conversation with myself and Rocky while walking along. That's one of the things I use Audioboo for. This kitchen is in a house that we moved into in 2007, in the autumn of 2007. I come back from the UK, where I'd spent 30 years in 2005, came back to Ireland. So I'm a person who really has been probably more influenced by the UK than I have by Ireland. I now remember that the question behind this, the kind of shared question, is what did you want to do as a kid and how did it turn out? Okay, here's my take. I never wanted to do anything. Didn't want to be a fireman, didn't want to be a lorry driver, didn't want to be anything at all that I can remember in my earliest childhood. Plenty of things I didn't want to be, but I didn't want to be a pilot. I could give you a whole long list. So thinking back on it, I have absolutely no memory of wanting to be anything except loved, wanted, held to be a wonderful and extraordinarily important person, the eldest in my family. So I certainly wanted as a child to be held to be special. In fact, I probably had the experience, well, I certainly had the experience of being special for a while until my brother came along. So for me, it was all downhill, if you like, from the position of being top dog in the family at the very earliest age. So yeah, I have plenty of things I didn't want to be. I didn't want to be ignored. I didn't want to be criticized. I didn't want to be. So I wanted a life, really, in which, you know, I would feel what I think most people really want, to be loved. The first ambition I ever had, I remember, I think, having it. Was it purely an ambition, or was it just a fantasy? I was walking through a wood in France, in the Département de Cher, near Rueil, or Vierzon. It was a place called Saragosse, right in the centre of France, only a few kilometres from the dead centre of France, in a family that maybe I'll talk about on another occasion. And on that occasion, I was walking by myself, and I imagined myself as a professional golfer, hitting wonderful, wonderful shots onto amazingly designed greens in phenomenal locations. Anyway, I wanted to be a professional golfer. There's a guy called Dan McLaughlin, the Dan Plan. Look him up. That's not me. I wish you all the very best. I really must hurry. Bye-bye.